Radio City Sport with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply. City Sport. The Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
It's finely balanced, you know. We have to be positive. We have to approach the game with a positive mentality. City will come here. They know they have to score a goal. But one goal for them puts the tie back level again. So they don't need to come and be too cavalier. They'll come, they'll play their normal game. They're a top team, they're at the top of the division. You know, they've had a great season. We respect them a lot. But like I said, for us, it's more about our state of mind, our mentality, and it will be to go out and win the game.
A statement's go. This one's a biggie. Wembley may well be 90 minutes away for Liverpool under Kenny Dalglish. A famous night under the Anfield lights in Prospect. The Reds are now required to hold their nerve against Manchester City in the Carling Cup semi-final second leg. All season, the Liverpool fans have been left frustrated by draws here at Anfield. Ironically, a similar scoreline tonight would have the crowd delirious. With the away goal already secured, the onus is placed on Manchester City to win the game. If City were to manage a victory in the 90 minutes, then extra time comes into play. It's only then do away goals count. Liverpool were last at Wembley in the mid-90s. You can't understate what it would mean to these fans to make it back. Manchester City will kick the game off in the sky blue. Liverpool have won the toss and they'll shoot to the Anfield Road end in the first half. John?
The crowd are up for it, that's a fact. That's the best this season I've heard them sing the walk-on anthem, and it's fervent. So if the fans are up for it, let's up the team. There's no excuses tonight. Well, there's no excuses on Saturday, but certainly you can't have two in the bounce.
Well, believe me, there isn't a Liverpool seat free in this stadium, but there are some City fans who haven't taken their allocation tonight.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah, it's not quite full Man City.
We're underway. And Liverpool will make three changes from the first leg. They won 1-0. Jose Enrique, Charlie Adam and Dirk Kuyt replace Martin Kelly, Jay Spearing and Andy Carroll. And it's Silva, a real thorn for a lot of teams this season, who's immediately involved. Zabaleta springs it back towards Julian Lescott, and Lescott behind the halfway line uses De Jong on his right. The Dutchman to Silva, and Silva back to his defence.
Early nerves from Enrique, get a real sloppy ball. First time Liverpool got the ball, he gave it straight back to Man City. You know, a few nerves out there, semi-final. You know, semis, it's a horrible time to get beat, to get knocked out of a competition. You'd rather be beaten in the final. But we're at home, you know, and it's always that. Nerves are not a bad thing as long as you use them in the right manner.
The game. Here's Aga breaking forward towards the halfway line for Liverpool. Finds a pass to Gerrard in the City half. It's pushed out wide to the left for Enrique. He brings Downing involved into the play. Downing chips it in. That's not good enough as a delivery.
Chance!
He's fallen for Enrique! And then Downing burns the opportunity for volley after that. Well, he certainly didn't know it was going to drop to him like that, Enrique, but he found himself 6 yards from goal, and all he had to do was poke it one side of Joe Hart. It sounds easy, but Hart's some keeper at the moment, and he saved it with his toes, and then no follow-up shot on target by Downing, who volleys wide. Well, Hart was brilliant, of course, when they came here in the league earlier this season.
Oh, should have scored those, Steve. It's a good save. It's with his foot. Oh, it's gone one way and he's put it with his foot. Enrique found himself in the 6-yard box and should have been 1-0 Liverpool. It was good play from us. A bad mistake at the back from Manchester City's point of view from, I think it was Julian Lescott.
It's a ball forward by Henderson. Bellamy's pace bursting past Savic. He's wide left in the penalty area. He's taken a strong touch to almost take it past his dead ball line. Just about keeps it in. Hits it against Savic's foot. And a corner kick, the first of the game, is Liverpool's.
Well, great run. That's why you've got pace up front, down the middle. Stretches teams. And Craig Dunne got behind. And then he just took a touch too heavy. Corner for Liverpool, Steve Gerrard in swing on the left-hand side.
Gerrard in front of the Manchester City fans, the first corner of the game, right-footed, swings far post, the header is from Richards, comes out of the area, and then Adam volleys it wide to the left. I don't think it's been the ideal start for Liverpool in terms of City's possession, but Liverpool have had the best chance of the game. It's out to Glenn Johnson, right-hand side. Liverpool attacking the City box. Left-footed shot. Saves fairly straightforward for Joe Hart, but Liverpool have now had two on target in the first 6 minutes of the game.
Early on, I was a bit worried about the tactics, but we all look, to be fair, we are looking to get at them, and we have got the ball, which is good to see.
Skirtle plays it back for Adam. Adam in space, thought about the shot, now he might take it right foot, it's saved by the keeper. Well, he had an opportunity that seemed to go, and then he created another chance by drifting the ball to his right peg and shooting low, but Joe Hart stopped it.
Well, you know, Joe Hart, he's a fantastic keeper already. You know, we've had three shots on target, which is good. You know, four efforts, three on target, and one great save from Enrique. Good to save. He gets himself in a great position to get down and collect.
Liverpool player to the right wing, Johnson. That's a good threaded pass along the four for Bellamy. He's got round Savage. Bellamy saved by the keeper once more. Two hands.
Bellamy
didn't really force the keeper to lunge to his left or right. Hart stood his ground. Liverpool now waits to pass across the edge of the area as Enrique drags one out of touch.
I'm looking at Enrique this game because he was awful. You know, first time this season he's had a poor game, and he started the game really nervous. He's not been good. That was great play by Bellamy. Brilliant take off Cowes. Brilliant turn. Went at them, and another good save by Joe Hart yet again. It's got to be special to beat him, hasn't it? A deflection as it was in the first game here. Wouldn't have won all. Now he is super great keeper. It's a great strike by Bellamy.
Henderson on the chest, played back to Downing once more. Infield for Cowt, didn't find the first pass, finds the second one. Bellamy's offside. Flag's been raised for a few seconds.
Great play.
Bellamy always in those areas, always likely to cause opposition teams a real headache. No one could keep track of him.
He's onside.
And again,
first time he was onside.
Scampering round the back three.
Yeah, good finish.
It's so quick, it's hard to tell whether he's on or offside, isn't it?
He was offside. It's ironic, isn't it? The only time you beat Joe Hart is when you're offside. But that was better from Liverpool, much better. Good compact play. Good vision from Cowes. He's seen the pass on. Got blocked, he came back to him in the second pass. He was just a yard or two offside, Bellamy.
So good Bellamy finish. Goal disallowed, offside. Agger delivers a clearance. Lescott follows through with a header back to Agger. Agger once more away to Adam, but Liverpool have lost it to Silva. Silva's trickery takes him round Gerrard, feeds it to De Jong, maybe space for the Dutchman to shoot! That's a big goal for De Jong! This game is back square, and a goal all! A vital away strike! A huge shot on him, Nigel De Jong! And it was created by the movement of Silva, and it was punished in the end into the net by Nigel De Jong. And it's all to play for now. Manchester City with the away goal, just as Liverpool had 2 weeks ago at the Etihad Stadium.
Well, Charlie Adams gave it away. He said it's a great strike. What a great goal. Fantastic, fantastic goal. But Charlie Adams give the ball away when, you know, he's in control. He's chested it down, give it Man City, and it's in the back of the net. It's a great goal. You won't see much better than that at Anfield this season. So Pepe Reina had no chance whatsoever. And it's a test for Liverpool now.
Bellamy. And Gerrard again, right side, tries to get Cowes into play. Dead ball line, he whacks one across the face of goal, headed away by Zabaleta, nearly followed up by Charlie Adam. Hasn't overrun this too far. Left edge and strives to get it in from an awkward angle, and it's saved by Joe Hart. That was a terrific effort, a goal by Charlie Adam.
Yeah, it's better response from Charlie Adam. It was. We've had plenty of corners, but
Adam takes it, rolls through the area to the edge of the area. Cleared strongly by Kolarov to the Liverpool left, and waiting for it to bounce properly onto his feet, Enrique. It's on by Adam. Downing's in a very dangerous area, left side. His cross, though, classed out of the air by Joe Hart.
Well, I think we're in for a good football match now. Man City's got the first goal out up to us now too. You know, to keep on in the manner we're going, but just be careful.
Liverpool at least still have that attacking instinct in them, despite going a goal down. Downing, great Maisie run, left side of the area, nearly breaks for someone in the box. Nasri clears it, and Silva can't pick it up. So Liverpool continue. Cross from the left by Enrique. Lifted leg of Zabaleta, bounces it away. It's 1-0 to City at the moment. So the corner flag goes down and cracks one into the City penalty area. Savage steers it clear. Gerrard first onto it. Out to Johnson, right side. Liverpool trail here by a goal to nil. On aggregate, it's 1-1. It's Charlie Adam.
Space.
Ball across the edge of the box. Enrique lines it up himself. Hits the defender. Deflects awkwardly off Zabaleta.
No one
knew where it was going, and it's gone out for a corner kick.
Well, I'm glad the defender, because it was going into Stanchion in the Anfield Road end. It was sights and not on there, but it's a corner. And, you know, we just got to make these corners. Campbell had a lot of corners. He took a short one for the change, Steve.
Over five corners already. Here's Cal lofting one for Agger. City were onto it. Man came through and cleared the danger. And that one's bounced over
good
the halfway
pressure,
line and out.
It's good pressure from Liverpool there.
It's Bellamy.
Don't want to see Craig Bellamy deep. Want to see him stand at the corner.
Play it back to Adam. Adam's curled the ball round. Let's go. Get in there. And he...
Fantastic ball.
Wow, I think Cout was lining up, hopefully, the volley home. And Lescott tipped it over the top of his foot and turns it out for another corner.
Great ball by Adam. And great defending from Lescott. He had to just get his foot on that because Cout was looming in. Another corner.
I've lost track of the corners. How many have we had?
Seven. I think this is the seventh. You know, they haven't been great. Last couple have been better, but Manchester United are so prominent.
Adam's
Manchester City,
still
sorry,
on it.
So prominent.
You said that at the weekend. It's a corner which is pulled down by Downing, left of the penalty area. Given to Skirtle. Skirtle chips it in for Cout. He's not offside. Feeds it back for Agger. There's Adam. Adam squirms his way in. Adam across the face of goal. This should be for Agger. There's all sorts of appeals. And it's clear.
He's got a penalty. He's got a penalty, Steve.
And Liverpool given a penalty for a handball.
Has he got a penalty?
Has he? Is it a penalty? It is. The Liverpool players are clapping hands. And it looks like Phil Dowd has been close enough to spot a handling of the ball.
I didn't see it.
Steven Gerrard picks the ball up.
I didn't spot it, but he's obviously not puking him. I don't know what to say. Let's have a little look.
Let's watch this. It comes off Micah Richards' hand. Shot by Daniel Agger. A flash of a shot. It was so quick. I don't think Richards could get out of the way, but a penalty nonetheless.
You can't book him for that. You can't book him sending off because he's stressed. And it hits his arm. It's goal bound and it hits his arm. It's at, again, Stevie G. This is a massive penalty, isn't it? It really is huge.
Steven Gerrard.
I don't know if I could really look at this, you know.
Gerrard's come back to rescue Liverpool from the penalty spot this season. He scored his last two. Gerrard to put it back in.
Yeah!
He does that in style. That's a cracker of a penalty. Joe Hart had barely even left his spot as Gerrard buries it low into the corner. Advantage Liverpool once more. Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1.
Well, he waited, didn't he? It was a slow walk up, which is good. He was waiting to see what Hart was going to do because he's in such great form and he smashed it. Because the Hart didn't take a chance and go early. He stood up. If you smash it low and hard, you're not going to save it. You have to say Richards is a little bit unlucky for the penalty. It hit his arm, but it was the intent there.
He couldn't get out of the way, John. No. You know, I've watched the replays of that. That's an unfortunate penalty for him. But who cares? At the moment, 1-1. Little push on Bellamy and Savage together.
And I tell you what, I think there's going to be more goals in this game, Steve. I can sense it, you know, there could be a few here.
Downing powers on. Bellamy makes himself available. Played short instead for Enrique. A last burst maybe in this first half for Liverpool. A last chance at goal. Here's Enrique. Left side of the penalty area.
Half time, Steve.
And he falls on the floor. What a first half we've seen here.
Enjoyed it.
No surprise that the captain has sprung to the rescue from the penalty spot. I think a hotly debated penalty in terms of it being given. Micah Richards, unfortunately, probably couldn't have got his hand out of the way of the ball, but nonetheless, Gerrard, as he did in the first leg of this Carling Cup semi-final, smashes home the penalty into the corner, and that after Nigel de Jong had made it 1-0 to Manchester City with an unstoppable shot. So at the break, Liverpool are still in pole position to make it to Wembley, but there's sure to be plenty more to come in this game. Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1.
Yes, enthralling stuff. You know, we, to be fair, what we have got up front, which I'm liking, the pace of Bellamy, the pace of Downing looks really sharp tonight. It's causing them problems down this left-hand side. There's one or two players need to get back together, Liverpool-wise. But certainly, we totally deserve to go. We'd have been the better side.
Yeah.
We have been the better side. The side that's more likely to score. So the lads are going about it the right way. You know, I don't think that's the end of the goal scoring in this game. I can see more goals. I really can. I think City will unleash Richards this second half. I think you're going to see more of him getting down that right-hand side. And thus, we should get a lot more joy down the left-hand side with Downing. But it's going to be really, really interesting.
I'm sort of sick of saying it, but Craig Bellamy yet again setting the Liverpool example, isn't he?
Ah, super. That's what you want. Honesty, passion. You know, and that's what we've always had at Liverpool. And if you show that, you know, you don't go far wrong. And he's shown it in abundance tonight.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Anfield, 8:47, and we're just about to enter the second 45 here. With the game and the tie poised, Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1 at half-time. 2-1 on aggregate to Liverpool, and City have deployed their trump card. Con Aguero is on, and he moves up to the halfway line alongside Edin Dzeko. Form ball by Cal, laid off by Henderson. Bellamy's got round the back of Lescott, plays it across goal. Not able, maybe Count, saved by the keeper. And they turned away by Lescott. Very strong shot by Dirk Kuyt. I think Hart was a little unsure at first. And Liverpool try and pick up that attack once more, but a weak pass, and then Henderson plays it backwards. Now, you probably have an
idea. Himself, is he? Enrique's just not himself tonight, Steve.
Charlie Adam strikes a massive ball, absolutely huge, towards at the right-back position of City. And as it's headed away by Zabaleta, it's picked up by the run of Enrique. And a 1-2 with him and Downing. Enrique strikes it in low into the box. Lescott deals with it, left-footed. Comes right back out. Aguero is trying to pick
good
it up.
Decision by the referee to play on.
Oh, play continues, and then Bellamy forces the ball backwards.
Oh, good referee.
Given a free kick, has he?
Yeah, it's a free kick on Aguero. He tried to allow the advantage, and then Liverpool had no advantage. And he's unless it was a double foul. Now we've got a foul in a better position.
Left side of the City penalty area. 51 minutes played. Liverpool 1, Manchester City 1. Liverpool with Steven Gerrard. Can they put themselves in front from a good position here? Imagine a 2-1 scoreline, a scoreline that would require City to score two then to actually force their way through this semi-final. Steven Gerrard, he scored the penalty here, he scored it at City. What will he do with this free kick? He's put it into the six-yard box, punched away. Another handball shout. Skirtle!
Six-heart
over the top of the crossbar in the end.
Game.
Skirtle threw the right foot out at it. Toe poked it, top corner it was heading. And Hart so quick with his reactions. And again, he keeps City in the
top
game.
Top draw. Absolute top draw again from Joe Hart. What have you got? You need penalties to beat this goalkeeper at the moment, or a deflection. Great effort from Skirtle.
Corner kick, Liverpool, Steven Gerrard to take it. They had tons of these first half, looking for Skirtle.
Better delivery, Steve.
Glanced at it, and it goes out for a throw-in for City at left-back. What I would say, Liverpool are not good at corners, are they? You know, well, the amount they have, they don't produce often, do they?
And we concede more than we score often, that's for sure.
Oh, what a intercepted ball. Counts on the break over the halfway line. Bellamy's rushing forward. Counts got it on the right side of the area. He's chipped it far post. Volley counts, and another save by Joe Hart as Downing comes in with a volley on the left-hand side. Hart just made the angle too big for Downing to get the ball past him.
To be fair, it was a decent ball, but it was a tight angle. It was a cute for Downing. He smashed into the ground, and it's another great save.
How good is he as a keeper?
I tell you what, tremendous. Every time we play him, he just pulls out all the stops, doesn't he?
Bellamy, now for Downing. Downing has a runner down the left wing. It's Enrique, he's found it. He's got ahead of Zabaleta. The cross emerges from Bellamy. He missed kicks. It's an air shot by Bellamy right next to the penalty spot. You know, chance gone.
It was a bit of communication by Kuyt, and Kuyt could have got the ball. That could be dangerous.
Other end of the field. Ball long ball finds Silva. Oh. Silva nearly helped by Aguero, but he hit it into Agger. This ball is sort of rocking between one team and the other. It's a pendulum. It's a finely balanced game, isn't it, John?
It is. I said it before. It's on a knife edge, really. City, you know, they know they've got to get more possession. They know they've got to get more movement and create chances. We've limited them really well up to now. But you know, with the quality they've got, you just know that you know, somewhere in the second half they're going to get a couple of opportunities. You know, it's important that we keep on pushing and delving and seeing if we can, you know, we can get the goal to give us that little bit of a respite what we so need at the moment.
Hart then kicks one over the halfway line. Gerrard gets the first header. Couts watching it, then heads backwards. Chased by Barry. In comes Kolarov, but Liverpool have found three, four quick passes. And the eventual one to Johnson has too much on it.
He's out of position now, Johnson. Steve Gerrard's filling in, but there's a big hole just in midfield as we saw.
Silva now sprays it out to the left-hand side. Kolarov takes on Gerrard, gets the cross in, low across the goal! City have got the second for them! Oh my! Problems again in the game for Liverpool. Edin Dzeko far post. Pressure had perhaps been building. City knew they needed a second themselves further on in the game, and they've scored it. A terrific cross left-hand side. And a quite simple poke home from Edin Dzeko inside the six-yard box. Liverpool 1, Man City 2.
Well, I talked about Johnson being pulled out of position. Steve Gerrard got back in there, but he failed to stop the cross. It was a great, great ball. And what a great, well-timed run by Dzeko. We should be able to score now, Steve, whether it's hopefully before the 90 minutes.
Dirk Kuyt. Kuyt peeling away from Lescott. Done well, the Dutchman. Rolled it to Bellamy. Maybe a chance for Bellamy!
Yeah!
More than maybe! Definitely more than maybe on Craig Bellamy's concerns. Liverpool 2, Manchester City 2. The man of the moment, the man with the Midas touch. It's Bellamy, and it's Liverpool back on the path to Wembley.
Out of nothing. Dirk Kuyt done ever so well. Done brilliant spade work in that. Got the ball off the throne and he delved and delved and delved and he played the ball to Bellamy. Back to Johnson. 1-2 in the box. Great finish. Super, super goal. Really was all about speed, passing and moving.
There's a header away by Johnson halfway line. Kuyt hits it into Barry's chest. Kuyt rides that challenge.
Great ball.
Goes it forward. Bellamy's got the ball on the back of Lescott. Turns Lescott, faces him inside the area, dragged wide, and a corner kick won by Craig Bellamy.
Well, look, most of the game, Dirk Kuyt and Bellamy have worked really, really well. You can see Dirk Kuyt getting his confidence back bit by bit in this game. Second half, he's done a real good job for us. And when he does join in with Bellamy with the movement, it works really well, and it did for the goal.
Dzeko, great pass by him. It's cut Liverpool apart. There's an opportunity for Johnson. He's in the Liverpool area. He's shot and it's saved by Pepe Reina.
Well,
what a pass to find Adam Johnson. And Johnson got a little bit tangled up with his decision. And in the end, it was saved by the Liverpool keeper.
What's Enrique doing? He's got caught out in an advanced position when he doesn't have to. You know, listen, we're in the last 10 minutes now. Hold your position. The back four doesn't need to go forward now, really. Let the others do that. But, you know, unless it's obvious, then, you know, you drive forward and it's on to put him on the break. But you shouldn't get pulled out of position.
City know it's their last chance to get the ball high up. 45 seconds, job. 45 to play. Out comes Hart. Kicks through it.
Together.
The crowd are so important to Liverpool tonight. More important than you'll ever know. They're finally there. What a relief. What a feeling of euphoria. Wembley beckons. Kenny has guided the Reds to a cup final. They've overcome the Premier League leaders and possibly the toughest test of all in Manchester City. And Liverpool did hold their nerve tonight. They came into this with a 1-0 aggregate lead. They found themselves behind twice in the game, but they showed almighty courage to draw themselves back twice in a game that finishes 2-2, a tie that finishes 3-2 on aggregate to Liverpool, and a final for Kenny Dalglish, Steven Gerrard, and an incredibly influential Craig Bellamy. The Kop is soaking up the moment.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when we used to get the League Cups, you know, Milk Cups, call them what you want, you know, it was, we're having another trip to Wembley. Because we've been away and, you know, it's just like, you know, it's like you've got to get the old FA Cup final. The scenes are brilliant. The Kop is, you know, full of colour, scarves are going round all the ground. They've been tremendous tonight, the fans, they really have. They deserve this more than anyone, more than the players. Our fans deserve this, I have to say. They've been tremendous for the club over the years, and they've got to take day out, you know, silverware. You know, you don't take nothing for granted. You know, Cardiff, I was there when we should have beat Wimbledon. Cardiff City will make it difficult, but we're there, you know, and Craig Bellamy epitomised everything about Liverpool Football Club tonight. Man of the match by a mile, again, from Saturday, he took over. He was absolutely magnificent up front, Steve.
You mentioned there, you talk about the Carling Cup, and others may devalue it, but in terms of what it means to Liverpool right here and now, it's a very important status.
Of course, you know, it's silverware, it's a medal. Some of the players haven't got medals, you know. At the end of the day, you can have all the money you want, you know, when you finish football, but you wonder after gongs, you know, to go with it, you know. Milk Cup, FA Cup, you know, league, you know, Premiership, whatever. You want the gongs, you know, the appraisals at the end, to show your kids, to show your grandkids, and it gives them a chance to get one, some of the players who haven't got them. So, well, Dudley deserved tonight. I thought they played really well, Liverpool. They played really, really well. You know, you're 1-0 up, do you go for it, do you not? Well, he did, and he had to take that attitude. And they went to win the game from the start, and they deserved to win the game. Only for Joe Hart yet again, we would have won that game. It's another home draw, but this is the one that we're happy with. We haven't been happy with any home draw this year, but we're happy with this one. Because it's a day at Wembley, you know, we'll all enjoy it. And hopefully, you know, Dick took it off for granted, but a bit of silverware at the end of the day if we can.
Your motor range man of the match, I've got a feeling
Bellamy.
It might be him.
Oh, Bellamy. Aye, brilliant. As I said before, he epitomised everything that I love about football. It's like watching a young lad playing to try and, in a trial, to impress today. He was that sort of performance from him. He just ran his socks into the ground. He was as fit when he come off as he started the game. He chased shadows, he chased lost causes. He got the goal that he thoroughly deserved. Craig Bellamy, it's a great goal. Their first goal was superb, but as a move, that was a fantastic goal from him. And no one deserved it more so than him, Steve.
Okay, John, well, the Liverpool fans are slowly filing out. Many of them will be thinking, where do we get tickets, hotels? All of a sudden, all those great things are coming to play, and the magical stories are getting to cup finals. And Liverpool fans got it all to look forward to now.
We have. I'll tell you what we've got to look forward to. Manchester United on Saturday. Man United on Saturday. Now, they went out and wore the shirts at Wigan Athletic for Luis Suarez. Go out and get in the faces. You can't treat that like it's a testimonial, because people are saying, what's gone on before? You know, you've got to play it down. You've got to... Have you? I'm not going to say... You've got to go out. It's a Liverpool-Man United game. It's an FA Cup game. You've got to go. You've got to get in the faces. You've got to play like you did tonight. And their goalkeeper's not as good as what we've seen today. And you play with the same passion and commitment as you did tonight. You know, you'll win it for Luis Suarez. Don't have to wear shirts on Saturday. Go out and win that game for Luis Suarez.
It was interesting hearing Steve Clarke yesterday. And he said, we can still get the impetus to win the League Cup, the FA Cup, and finish top four. And you look at a game like this tonight, and you realise that if they do play to their abilities, and they do galvanise and do all the correct things, they've got the talent that could possibly achieve top four and a cup.
If you can start scoring goals, Steve, if you can start scoring goals, you know, Bellamy's scored a few goals this year, he's doing all right. He's got to get the right blend and try and stick with it somewhat, can he? You know, Carroll's in, Carroll's out, you know, and Suarez will come in, Suarez will stay in, Bellamy will be out. You've got to get continuity. You've got to get players to realise what they have to do to score goals, to know each other, to put the ball where you know a man will be. And we haven't had that all season because they're chopping and changing. And I think that's one reason why we haven't trying to play to certain players, and then they're out the next game and it's not winning. I think he's got to get a settled side that he believes in with pace. And if it means leaving Andy Carroll out and bringing him on as a sub, then so be it. Put Luis Suarez up front with Bellamy and play Cout on the right and down and on the left, or whichever way. But we need a team, you know, and that's what Steve Gerrard in it, who are going to get us goals and win us games, because we need to get momentum and go on a run of games where we're going to win in the league. Let's beat Man United first.
Post-match. I think there's only two players maybe that haven't played in this competition for us throughout the season. So it's not just the people that were on the pitch that can enjoy it. Every single one of them should enjoy it because they have made a contribution. I mean, they made it possible to get here with the performances and the results previously. So we can all share in it. For the supporters, it's a reward for them as well for what we've been suffering. They've had, it's not been the most pleasant at times at the football club over 2-3 years or whatever. For the new owners, fantastic for them going to Wembley. It's been a good day for everybody that's connected with the football club, and for anybody that's got any feelings towards the football club, then I hope you enjoy it.
City Sports, the Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sports with Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Get a brand new iPad 2 when we accept your personal injury claim. Terms and conditions apply.